Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we were in our Now Playing series, kind of highlighting the movie How to Train Your Dragon. And I took us to John chapter 1. I want to read to you from verses 9 through 13. This is what I read on Sunday. John is talking about Jesus and Jesus coming into the world. John talks a lot in his gospel about light and darkness. And he says the true light, referring to Jesus, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. This is not anything we've done, but of God. Salvation is God's work in our lives, making us his children through Christ. The reason I went there on Sunday is that I was talking about really identity. One of the themes that I saw, there's lots of themes in the How to Train Your Dragon film, but one of the themes is this relationship between Hiccup, the main character, and his father, Stoic. So if you haven't seen the film, it's about a Viking village called Berk, and they're always raided by dragons. And so Stoic, Hiccup's father, is the chief, and he's like the stereotypical Viking. He's just huge and burly and strong, and he's a warrior, and he fights dragons. He kills dragons basically with his bare hands. And then Hiccup is like the complete opposite of that. Hiccup is small, skinny, more of the creative type. He tries to kill a dragon one time, and he just can't. He actually befriends the dragon and then ends up riding the dragon. And there's a lot of good themes about it, seeking to understand one another and reconciliation. But one of the themes I chased down was, I feel like Stoic represents, in a lot of ways, when you ask the question, who am I? How do you get identity? How do you find significance and fulfillment and purpose in life? Stoic represents sort of the traditional mindset. Many traditional cultures still around the world today, more communal cultures, and I'm painting with broad strokes here, would say, you get your identity and you find fulfillment through your family, through your tribe, through your clan, your social customs and expectations. And that's Stoic in a lot of ways. He's like, look, Vikings hunt dragons. That's what we do. And he talks about when, even from the time he was a boy, he always knew. He didn't question, his father when he said to do things, and he always knew what he was, who he was, and what he was supposed to become. And then he says, Hiccup is not that boy. He's just always been different. And Hiccup at one point in time identifies really more with the dragons. And he looks at his own people. He says, I'm not one of them, even though he loves his people and all is well in the end. But Hiccup represents, I think in some ways, more the Western individualistic mindset around, you can only find your identity and you can only find happiness when you're free to sort of pursue your own desires and express your own personality. That the customs and the society, that can be stifling. You really have to get out on your own and be able to live your own life. And so I talked about, what does the Bible say about this? What do the scriptures say about identity? How do we answer the question, who am I? And I took us to John chapter 1 because it's one of many places where I feel like the gospel reminds us and tells us, you are who you are in Christ. That when you come to have a relationship with God, that God created us in his image, that we are broken by our sin, but we become God's children. Note what John said in verse 12 there. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Your primary identity and my primary identity is not shaped primarily through, well, who's your family and who's your community, though that's super important. Nor is it, well, look inside yourself, what are your desires, what's your personality type, though that can be important. As a believer in Christ, God says, no, you are who you are in him. We are his, and we are new creatures in Christ. I almost took us to Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, or Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20 says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Colossians 3, verse 3 says, "You died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." There are so many verses that remind us that we are new and we are His. And when somebody asks you, "Who are you?" You and I are not defined primarily by, well, you know, what's my family background, or even I'm a husband, or I'm a father, or I'm a pastor, or what's your career, or what's your, you know, personality type. It really is, I am God's son or God's daughter. I am God's child because of what Jesus Christ has done, because of who He is. And because I know Him, I know who I am in Him. And every other identity really flows out of that one. I can only be a godly husband, a godly father, a godly pastor, a godly son to my own parents, a godly brother to my brothers and sister, a godly friend to others, when I am first and foremost resting in that identity, in that knowledge that I am God's son, first and foremost, because of what Jesus Christ has done. I've been given the right, through faith, to become a child of God. I want to pray for you, and I want to encourage you then to take a moment to reflect on that in your own life and to pray. Father, thank you that because of Jesus, we've been given the right, empowered is another way to translate that. We've been empowered to become children of God, to be called children of God. And this is your work. As the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 2, it's not our doing, it's the gift of God, so that no one might boast. And so, Father, thank you for that. May we live out of that identity today and every day. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.